Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to our next session in the Governing Vessel Meridian, working with transforming anger, transforming anger into movement and momentum. So happy that I get to be here with you all. I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. Yes, happy Wednesday to you too, love. Yeah, the dogs have it today. We're all just staying warm. Our weather got a little bit chilly on us, so the blankets are out. The dogs are doing their best because mom got their haircut, thinking summer weather was underway, and we haven't really hit that warmth. So everyone's kind of got blankets wrapped up wherever they can right now. Because mom also refuses to turn on the furnace in June. Okay, love, so that's a little bit about what's going on back here, in case you're curious why things are a little different in the scene today. And as you made your way to settle in for your session, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to connect to life, and to receive. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to allow, and to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant or even neutral, taking a moment to savor that, to receive that, and to drink that in too. And as you drink that in, an invitation to now scan your body mind. And if that's not feeling as available, you can always scan externally or internally if that's available. Looking again for anything that's pleasant, or at the very least neutral. And as you drink that in, wherever the gaze has landed on, inviting you to notice what it is you like the most about this thing in particular today. And as you savor those pieces that you like the most, receiving them as nourishments that they very well may be, beginning to also notice the impacts. What's the result, if we will, of taking a moment to savor this all and be with it in this way? And as you notice that impact, if any part of that is pleasant or at the very least neutral, taking time to drink this in as well and savoring this nourishment too. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being you, being here and gathering with us all today. And thank you to all that's gone in to allowing for that sweet moment of connection to be here today. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, and your lineages. And the deepest of thank you to all of those that have caretaken and stewarded the lands that have nourished us all to help us be here. And as we give thanks for this nourishment, deeply appreciating the nourishment that we're present to in all of its forms. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I'm going to invite you as we begin today to take a moment to call in all of your energy from wherever it may have been this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, depending upon your time zone. And maybe even calling it back from that day, night before, if you've been finding yourself in a place or a state of busyness, potentially brought on by that full moon last night. I'm going to invite you to just mindfully call back all of your energy to you. And if it helps, you're welcome to even take a moment to take your skull and press it as if you're pressing it into like a wall behind you, and ever so slightly, dropping that chin as you do so. And as you do this all, inviting your energy back to you, calling all of you home again. And as you arrive back here inside of you, taking a moment perhaps to also notice your feet on the floor or whatever happens to be touching the earth below you. And breathing here with it, breathing here with it. In almost every person's message or email today, there was some level and some way of speaking to groundedness and wanting to call that in. So as you take a moment to receive that, this energy, your energy, and come back to all of you. We're going to link cortices to the earth elements, to what it means to have a body, to what it means to be earthling, to be here on earth, to be present. And as we tap out cortices to the earth elements, then linking it into the diaphragm for its roles in emotional processing, control, holding on, movement, and integration. Yeah. And now it's linking into the nervous system, where we need to do a significant release of just plain old stress. And we're doing it specifically from the dorsal branch of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is a lot of fancy words. It's the part of our nervous system that connects us to that place where we often want to go to shut down or isolate or withdraw or escape or numb out. And in a way, it's like relaxation, but it doesn't feel relaxing at all. It can often feel like a bit of a strain actually on the nervous system to be stuck in this place. And as we work with that energy here, we actually need to do a couple things. We're going to run hydration for that portion of the nervous system, to invite in water, to invite in movement, and invite in some joy along with that water. And in addition to all of that, releasing old times in which the energy of shock or feeling blindsided by something out of left field, and all those experiences that began in a way to accumulate and become even normal, setting the stage for that tendency for stress to be more normal, or the state of stress to be more familiar. And in essence, also a pattern here of not just feeling comfortable here, but actively searching for it in a way that logically, consciously, is perhaps not present, but on a deeper subconscious level makes a lot of sense. Yeah, chaos is safety, is the underlying belief system here. And as we unhook that as well from that portion of the nervous system, that big long word, the dorsal vagal input to that parasympathetic nervous system, begins to almost like defrost just a little bit. And I see your energy shifting ever so slightly towards the ventral side, which is the side where we actually feel like we belong, like we can connect, like we have a sense of calmness, And it's often the place where we feel a desire to be more socially engaged. And as we work with that all, heading to that dorsal branch now one more time. And here we're looking for specifically how it's picking up energy from the governing vessel meridian, which is very much a one of the inputs behind our sense of nervous system stability, regulation, and that also includes the kundalini, the energy of the nervous system. And as we stabilize the nervous system through this governing vessel meridian, we're going to go to point number one on very close to that tailbone side of the perineum. And we're linking it to the very crown, the governing vessel 20 points. And it's thought at this point that many of the meridians, if not all of them, have a branch that goes to it. However, in a very clear, definable way, the liver, the bladder, the gallbladder, and the triple heater meridian alike, but we're mostly working with the liver portion of this all, interact through this one particular point that also governs our habit patterns. And as we work with specifically that interaction between the governing vessel and the liver meridian, working here with a pattern of feeling that sense of safety, familiarity, of chaos, particularly through the lens of anger. Whether that's chronic irritations, frustrations at a low level, or fury, rage at that higher level. Or whether it's actually being present to both and just generally feeling kind of like pissed off and resentful about life and as a whole. And as we work with those different relationships to anger in all of its faces, all of its forms, looking at that tendency to again find comfort in anger, to find safety in anger, to feel almost even a sense of false protection in anger. And from here, that theme of righteous indignation that we've seen pop up before is also present. And as we begin to unwind, in particular, the righteous indignation, I see it going down the midline of the spine, through the neck, through the skull, and all the way out into like this little branch, bioenergetically extending from the midline of the spine through the tops of the shoulders on both sides. And it's forming almost like the pattern of a cross, like the cross part that goes vertical down the spine and the part that goes horizontal across the tops of the shoulders. And there's contained within this all the energy of being a martyr or having to be a martyr, having to bear this cross of existence, of life itself. And as we work with that, it's as if the anger energy is the way that it's been managing or coping with this martyrdom cross-to-bear energy. So to address all of that, working with cell repair, restoring cells back to the fullest potential of health. And we're going through dad's side of the family lines. And specifically going back a fair ways, 12 generations, on an emotional frequency, not surprising, of anger. As we go back through the family lines, all this way, the anger was on the other side of feeling useless, powerless to protect, to save, to, in particular, provide. Particular to provide. And that anger was self-directed, internalized around all these perceived failures, around what it meant to be a man and unable to provide, feeling powerless, helpless, led to a significant amount of despair. And the only way, again, to keep going was this pattern of using anger to keep on pushing through. As we release that pattern from the family lines, it's linking into that area I was just scratching, bladder one point. Bladder one helps us to see the present moment with clarity. And here we're running the permissions of You are forgiven. You are forgiven. And as that energy begins to lift up through not just bladder one point, but using bladder one to support that release through the liver, through this martyrdom cross, through the spine, across the shoulder blades, and all the way up to that central acupuncture point in the crown, that governing vessel 20 point, where that liver and the governing vessel meridian converge. Releasing the belief system of it's not fair, life's not fair. And as that lifts, I see the energy of that expression when we blow our top, and it lifts things up. And there's almost this reward system behind anger. It's like, when I blow my top, I get to feel a little moment of peace and calm. It might create that familiar chaos all around me, yet I can feel internally just a little bit of lightness because it's no longer deep within that I have to hold that in. It gets to be let out. Interesting. So as we work with that, this is connected now to mom's side of the family lines, going back 6 generations. And this pattern of using anger as a form of control, not just to lighten the load, but also in a way to hold boundaries by attempting to scare people with anger versus just being able to have energetically healthy boundaries. So on that note, we're going to expand the Wei Qi, which is that energy field that gives a few things, communication, synthesis, and protection alike to the entire external body. And in doing so, it forms a boundary, an energetic boundary of sorts. And as we expand the Wei Qi through not just you, but through the maternal lines, going back again those 6 generations, and offering that gift, this wisdom of what it means to hold boundaries without having to be scary, the edges begin to soften in a way that allows for that Wei Qi to expand even more. And then I see it expanding through the back body and through the shoulders, where I was seeing that cross earlier, all the way up again to that crown of the head. And then we're going to actually hydrate the Wei Qi. So this sense of protecting and hold your boundaries gets to come from that place of joy, of ease, of flow, while also releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as we do that, it's linking into the lumbar spine through all 5 vertebrae. And in essence, there's just this tension, there's this stiffness, almost like it has this image of like those surgeries where they put in a piece of metal and that's meant to like hold the spine up. Yeah, and through this lumbar spine is this energy of feeling burdened, specifically with embarrassment around being lied to. So it's like there's this embarrassment of other people's treatments. And as if you internalize that shame, like they lied to me because I am, fill in the gap with any piece of low self-esteem. And as we release that from the lumbar spine, we're using a body talk technique called the lumbar spring, which helps to restore the resiliency of the vertebrae. And as it does so, also working with the nerves that run in this region. And as that supportively moves and grooves through this lumbar spine, giving it in and of itself permission to be dignified again, to stand tall, to feel that sense of honor, respect. running the permissions specifically along the theme of it is safe to be upright. It is safe to be upright. And as that releases, I see it also on either side of that low back, releasing patterns around comparing yourself to others. And it's got tied into the earlier stuff that we just worked with. This theme of like other people don't get treated badly, other people don't get lied to, other people don't get manipulated. Like, what is it about me? And there's this sense of comparison that's making that internalized shame around it all not much more significant. So as we unwind that through the muscles on either side, which are the quadratus lumborum or the QL muscles, simultaneously linking them into the underlying organs of the kidneys, and from here releasing the fear, specifically of anger itself, the fear of anger, leading to a pattern of I'll just be pleasing enough, so I circumvent having to experience this wrath of anger, is also in here. And as we release the fear of anger and all that goes with it, the behavior patterns that accompany it, running a Sidri here. And that's going to continue for the next 6 days, so pretty much till about when we meet again. And this fear of anger, specifically, we could think of it as the pattern of walking on eggshells to attempt to not to piss anybody off, and it attempts to be treated how we think other people are treated through that lens of comparison. Starts with that C, circulation of all those same healing resources, the same ones that I've mentioned earlier, followed by D, that defrag, that taking out the clutter and doing that spring clean. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of that rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And integration, introspection, thinking of that again is that release, that surrender, that letting go. Okay, beautiful. Then heading back to that diaphragm. And here we're working with a type of anger that makes you like so livid you could scream. But in a way that you knew if you started, you might not be able to stop, that kind of depth or intensity to it all. And underlying this, there's a few different patterns of the fear of thinking that you'll be labeled as a crazy woman for experiencing anger and for expressing levels of it. Also in here, a pattern of requiring yourself to suppress, also as a form of a people-pleasing. And then also in here is a tendency to just go without. It's like, I can get by. I can get by unless. I'll just go without that. So in a word, a pattern of deprivation. A pattern of deprivation. And in a way, ironically, it's almost a deprivation of getting to experience the natural healthy quality of anger itself to supportively move, to supportively create that momentum again. Okay, so as we work with those various different patterns here, it's almost as if I can see them as like three different layers, almost like creating a braid as we start to unbraid this connective tissue knot, so to speak, from the fascia, coming off of the low back, coming off of the area just below the diaphragm towards the back body, including that tendon that connects the diaphragm into that low back, into the lumbar vertebrae. running circulation of all those same healing resources to these areas one more time, just to lend the necessary strength to begin to unwind some of these patterns. And it seems the very core of them is that last one that I mentioned, that tendency to go without, that tendency to deprive yourself. And to an extent, that's become so, in a way, familiar, it becomes its own sense of safety to go without, to get by on less, to lack. That might not go over very well today. We're just gonna let him do his thing. So as we work with this pattern of deprivation, there's actually a past life energy here, and keeping in mind that we don't think of past lives as most do. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or that you'll go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, all their unresolved energies enter into like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. And this past life is actually a famine of starvation, and similar enough to the early masculine theme, not being able to provide specifically nourishment, but in this lifetime in a female form, the feeling of being inadequate to support, to mother, to nourish, to feed. The littles, the children, the kids, as well as yourself. To the point where there was actual loss, there was actual death of children. And the tremendous amount of pain and suffering behind that led to this sense of beating yourself up for not being able to take care of, leading to this idea of, if I go without, they'll have more. So we've set the tone or the pattern that as long as I go without, others will be nourished, others will be taken care of. And as we close the window, so to speak, on that past life, or we release it, however you want to think of it, closing this portal, that connection, and releasing that actually off of the navel, as well as governing vessel 20 points in the center of the crown of the head that governs our habit patterns, as well as all the way down through that low back diaphragm area. So this is fairly hooked in, and as it releases from all those attachment points, imagining that we can breathe in the energy of light in whatever form that feels right for you, if any of those places that we're unhooking it from feels a little empty or void. And if you feel called to breathe in that light, in essence, giving it a sense of connection to what it means to be fulfilled versus lacking again, offering lights in any form, any color. That might be white light, silver light, gold light, pink, blue, any color. Or it might be the light of the stars, the sun, moonlight. And as this, in essence, begins to almost melt off, as that portal of this past life closes, invitation to breathe in that light. To any places of you that are feeling a little empty or void or deprived, even if it's not one of those areas that we've specifically mentioned, as we tap this part in here. then we're still working a little bit more with this consciousness of lack, deprivation. And this time we're running a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health through both sides of the family line. So we're going back not too far, actually, only four generations. As it relates to the belief system, lack means discipline. In essence, thinking that as long as you deprive yourself of something, that you'll be in a state of discipline, or you'll be tough enough, is the correlation to that. And that's, well, the related belief system that we're also addressing here. If I go without, it proves how tough I am, how strong I am, how capable I am. And as we work with all those different variations, those shades, so to speak, of that belief system, through the family lines, unhooking them from specifically the governing vessel meridian. And as it does so, it's almost like this little sigh comes out of the liver as it releases this, in a way, toxic karmic pattern through the family lines. And as we work with that, linking it into the kidneys for their capacity to give energy of rebirth and regeneration as they connect to the eighth house astrologically. And as we support the body, mind, and drinking in regeneration via that kidney meridian, one more time in this way, running the permissions. It's safe to have what I want now. It's safe to have what I want now. And related to that, it's safe to go after what I want now. And if you can imagine making this motion with your arm where you fully extend it to its elbow, becomes fully extended, wrists, fingers, perhaps even. And then invitation to imagine that you can grab that thing, whatever it is you're desiring, wanting more of, and drawing that in and noticing what happens as you receive that. If you feel drawn to rinse and repeat that, feel free to play with that a few times. You can even imagine that you're reaching out to grab different things each time as you do so. And as you draw your energy back into you in this way, running the permissions, it's safe to be fulfilled. It's safe to be fulfilled. Let's thinking now into house number 12, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not, to connect to that sense of presence, of essence, of who it is, what it is you really are. And linking that into house number 12 again, this time for its role as it relates to surrendering, allowing, releasing, letting go. And as we link 12th house to 12th house, linking all those layers that are ready to peel off to the sense of surrender. In a way, also releasing the patterns of deprivation or lack that have kept you separate from experiencing that what's underneath, the essence and presence of who and what you really are. So who would have thought by releasing even more, we can connect to that sense of fulfillment, even when we're dealing with a pattern of lack consciousness. Now, as we work with that all, linking this all into the heart chakra for harmony, for balance, for fulfillment, specifically as it relates to the consciousness of relationships. And here, running the permissions that it's safe to connect. Perhaps that's one of the things that you're reaching out and grabbing for. Perhaps the energy of connection, feeling safe in your partnerships, your relationships. And as we bring in this essence of fulfillment, it's being defined by the consciousness of satisfaction and giving yourself permission to receive that sense of being fulfilled, satisfied, the sense of being able to even notice what's going well, what's working well, what's pleasant, what's beautiful in any of those faces or ways of being. And as we work with this, running hydration on the heart chakra, on the heart brain. As we run this permission, it's safe to receive love. It is safe to receive love. And I see that permission as going through the heart and then down into the kidney meridian, into the kidney organs. Down into all of that area around that low back where we've been working a fair bit today. And as the low back region in general drinks in the essence of love, connecting it to its natural role of taking in that which is abundance, taking in that which seems to be abundance as we connect to our internal sense of abundance in and of itself. Beautiful. And that's linking all the way into the very core of your foot, the kidney one acupuncture point, which I like to think of as the core of your foot. And as it connects into the earth below, drinking in its love from Mama Earth, also releasing any free radicals, any inflammation, any bits in particular as it relates to having to people please or having to earn or deserve fulfillment. And as that releases through the kidney one point into the earth below, I see the gallbladder meridian on either side of the feet, ankle, legs, all the way up to the crown, or not necessarily the crown, but through the sides of the head and a little into the crown, but mostly on the sides. This gallbladder meridian taking in the capacity to have a new beginning, to catalyze a new possibility, a new way of being. In particular, as it relates to drinking in the energy of love in your partnerships, in your relationships, and running the permissions here. It is safe to be loved. It is safe to be loved. And with this, simultaneously running yet again another cell repair, it is cell repair day today. On those, specifically the frustrations around things that you can't quite vocalize, and as a result, you feel like you're separate from everybody else. Those things that you're like, I don't even think I can say that out loud in a way that'll make sense or be clear, or in a way that people might think that, I'm not crazy or judge me as such. So it's better that I just keep that in. And that in and of itself is a form of deprivation or a lack of consciousness through a different lens. Yeah. And as we work with this, linking it into, interestingly enough, the brow chakra, as it invites you to see another way through. To see another way through to having that energy be met. And that may not entirely be verbal, but letting yourself be known in a way that might even be nonverbal, perhaps through movements, through breathing, through sounds. And as that energy gets to be expressed in all of its ways, invitation for you to receive yourself. Yeah, and as you become present to yourself, holding space for you, running the permissions of I am here for myself. I am here for myself. And related to that, releasing any underlying grief around those pieces, around not feeling that you can express to or express about or express anything, and instead having it to be suppressed for whatever reason. And as we address that, linking the sexual chakra for its vitality through to the heart chakra for its role, and again in harmony and partnerships and relationships, and running that permissions one more time. I am here for myself. I am here for myself. And giving that a few breaths for to tap the cell in, breathing here, breathing in a way that's here for you. And just giving that another breath or two, we're gonna let that soak on in. And we're heading into the scalp, and there's this sense of longing to return to times that were easier, more simple, more innocent, times than when we were perhaps younger, even all the way down to infancy itself. And times in which we didn't actually have to do anything to take care of ourselves. It was handled for us. And as we work with this, there's almost this like subconscious longing for helplessness to return, to be taken care of. And as we release that pattern, it's coming off of the scalp, off of the hair follicles, specifically on the scalp. And as we go into the hair follicles, releasing this idea of quote unquote not being able to take care of ourselves. And as we approach it from this layer, also releasing underlying resentment around not being adequately cared for when we were younger. So even though there's this longing to return to it, there wasn't necessarily a tremendous amount of ease present at all times either back then. So as this comes out of the hair follicles, releasing from the hair follicles anger as well as actually fear, in the form of flight and the fear of wanting to run away. And it's carrying with it that energy of that often goes with flight. If I lighten the load, it'll be easier to run. So often we lighten the load by wanting to take a big bowel movement or something along those lines. However, this is coming up in an interesting way. It's coming up as better I just like get rid of my hair. It'll lighten the load and make me like easier, more streamlined to run, so to speak. And as we release this form of flight, this form of fear, along with the desire to return to times of innocence, times of being taken care of, running a cellular repair, another one, through the hair follicles themselves, and actually running lymphatic drainage through them as well, cleaning out any sort of congestion in the hair follicle component as it enters the scalp itself. And as we clean house here, also cleaning low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing. And from here, also unhooking the consciousness of wanting to, quote unquote, tear your own hair out from the sense of being in that stress mode to the point where it can even hit that point of overwhelm of, again, I don't want to take care of myself. And as that comes off of the scalp, with it, releasing a few things. One, there's the energy of confusion two, pardon me, in the form of worry, and two, the energy here around questioning what it means to be a woman and how that relates to the presence of hair being a woman's crowning beauty, glory. And as we work with those pieces, we actually have to link it all the way up to the crown chakra for its role in transcendence, as well as the crown chakra being yin, being feminine, to supportively go to the very core, or according to Chinese medicine, that very center point of nourishment itself. And as there's this return to the for the feminine, to that which nourishes most deeply, I see the energy of that very core yin feminine nourishment seeping now from that center point in the crown, that governing vessel 20 points, as it forms this new habit pattern. And almost like liquid gold, that energy begins to make its way slowly through the crown. And it makes its way down the rest of the head, neck, including the face, through all the different joints in the skull and in the face alike. And for whatever reason, running the permissions here, it is safe to glow. It is safe to glow, as in like it's safe to like sparkle, shine, it's safe to glow. And as we give this yin energy permission to glow again, I see it beginning to light up through that Wei Qi even more, and particularly the Wei Qi layers around the head, face, neck. And that energy of that yin nourishment begins to then seep its way down through the very center, the very core of you, restoring trust in what it means to be nourished from the inside out. What it means to be nourished from the inside out. And as we restore trust in that, this nourishment is here. And it can be taken in. I see that as then extending from the very center, the very core, all the way through the different layers of the body, restoring our connections to receiving guidance, receiving pleasure, receiving play, receiving power. Receiving sensuality, all the way out to receiving stability again. And as it makes its way through all of those layers, slowly working its way outward to the edges, to the perimeter, restoring that Wei Qi even more as now the yin energy reaches the edges of the skin where this Wei Qi is hooked into. In a way, it's grounded into this layer just underneath the skin. And as we nourish that which protects, can better protect that which nourishes. And in this way, restoring union between protection masculine and nourishment feminine. From the very core of the body, from the inside out. And that energy of the glow begins to move into that core. And layer by layer makes its way to the edges as well. It's safe to glow here too. And as we work with this, releasing the fear of being attacked for being vibrant, for being alive, for being potentially even just a little bit different than others are. And perhaps beginning to find a sense of beauty and strength around those times in which we might feel like it's a little challenging to connect with others, or that we might feel like we're just a little bit different, or that we can't quite fully express what it is we wish to somebody else out of a fear of being misunderstood in a way. As that releases, simultaneously running circulation of neutrons, which carry neutral energy, where as we circulate those neutrons, circulating them through the governing vessel meridian and the liver meridian, where the cell began. And as we restore these meridians back to their fullest potential of health by also running natural consciousness along with circulating this neutral energy, it's clearing out any bits of congestion or stagnation of that chi, of that vitality. Inviting that chi to flow. And then I don't think I spoke to it very cleanly before, but the energy point where the governing vessel and the liver meridian were meeting through governing vessel 20 points in the center of the crown was almost like a little bit knotted up. I just saw like a ping and it unfolded and unwound completely, allowing for even keeled flow of the liver nourishment, as it's quite yin, and the governing vessel meridian's protection to come into union as well in a way that is symbiotic and beneficial mutually to both parties. That sounded very legal for a second there. And as we work with that energy right in the very center of the crown there, simultaneously circulating the flow of neutrons to this point as well, bringing in that neutral energy here. Beauty, and we're going to tap this all in. Invitation to breathe, however the body mind may feel called to in this moment. Okay. And then we're releasing excess heat or inflammation through the midline, in particular, right around that diaphragm region. And as we release that excess inflammation here, running hydration to cool things down and linking wood, anger, to that metal, to grief, to disperse. And running the permissions of, I don't have to carry this anymore, whatever this may be. And it's all right around the bottom of the sternum, the xiphoid, which we need to connect to its reciprocal, the vomer bone, deep in the nose socket. And vomer to xiphoid, that reciprocal helps to relax the ligament on the front of the spine, the anterior longitudinal ligament, which in turn allows for the heart to open, for the spine to extend into its natural length and tallness. And here we're running the permissions. It's safe to be big again. As in, it's safe to like be an adult again. It's safe to be big again. It's safe to grow up. It's safe to be an adult. And it's safe to live as an adult. And as we offer this, in essence, maturity, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, on all levels, I see the heart begin to pulse. In a way where it's a bit tentative at first, but it seems to build up a sense of confidence within its own heartbeats. As we run the permissions very similarly to what we did before, I know how to take care of myself. I know how to take care of myself. And with every heartbeat, that message pulses through as it begins to drop away some of its initial tentativeness. And that energy begins to get a little bit bigger with every heartbeat. I see it as an act almost of calling your own heart alive again and again and again, with every pulsation of this heartbeat acting a bit almost like a drum, sending in vibration, pulsation energy through the very center of this heart, through to the heart's energy field, that double torus that it forms. And this double torus almost looks a little off kilter, like it got a little lopsided. So we're just going to move it back into place again. And as we do that, releasing the energy of having to grieve. Grieve this sense of loss within yourself. And as that grief goes, the double torus begins to restore. That's linking all into 12th house, again, house of surrendering, allowing, dispersion, releasing, letting go. So a form of grief in a way. And that also works with the liver meridian's energy, which can use a little bit of anger to help actually release that grief. And as we support the body mind in using anger in this healthy way to release grief, creating a bit of an upward cycle, so how anger gets used in general can be seen as a way that it's of service to yourself, so that it becomes helpful, that it becomes healing. And then we're running a very unique permissions here within that context. And the words here are, my anger heals me. My anger heals me. Perhaps all our anger ever is an invitation for us to notice, to see, to heal. And as we offer that reframe of anger, so to speak, we're linking it into that heart chakra one more time for this all to be met from that place of, again, harmony, of balance. And we're tapping here, again, invitation to breathe however the body mind feels called to. That's all linking in now to the navel. Imagine taking the entire session of what we've done and linking it into this energy of connection, this energy of centeredness. I see this as helping to bring in that sense of stability, that sense of containment, of centeredness within the core of you now. And as we tap this one in, invitation to again breathe. And as I tap this in, we're actually running a permissions alongside of this. And the words are just simply, I belong here. I belong here. As in, inside of you, in your body, grounded in all of you. I belong here. Okay, love. As we bring this in for a nice soft landing, I have a song. It's a little bit on the long side. It's actually 7 minutes long. It's called I Am Connected. It's by a beautiful chorus, and the album is Wheels of Lights. And as I bring this song in as well, I'll just offer my ending thank you in case people aren't able to stay for the length of the song, for those of you who are alive. Thank you for joining us today in all of your ways, whether you're live or listening to the recording. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you so much for the gift of your presence, of being here, of being you. Such a blessing. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me. My roots reach deeply. I am connected to the core of me.
My roots
reach deeply.
Reach deeply.
Reach deeply.
my room,
my room.
Reach deeply,
reach deeply.
I am,
I am
to the core of
connected
me.
To the core of
my rooms. Reach deeply,
reach deeply.
I am connected to the core of
I
me.
Am connected.
My room,
my room.
Reach deep,
reach deep down.
I am
connected,
connected
to the core
to
of me.
The core of me.
My room,
my room.
Thank you all. And as we bring this all in for a nice soft landing, again, I offer my heartfelt thanks for your presence and being here. Mwah, mwah, mwah. May you continue to feel grounded as your day and your week goes on. Bye for now, loves.